A worm got into my brain and ate a portion of it and then died. That's from a 2012 deposition that Robert F. Kennedy Jr. gave, uncovered this week from our own Suzanne Craig in the New York Times.
All right, this timeline. Fucking hell. This is a real headline. This is a Vanity Fair over here. And this crazy clown world, you might have missed it. But RFK Jr. said that he snorted a brain worm. It ate part of his brain. Holy fuck. But don't worry, it's totally fine. Again, yeah, I mean, if you compare him to Joe Biden, who doesn't have a brain at all, yeah, it probably won't be that big of a problem. Let's see, we're moving up, boys. Right now, we've got a criminal dipshit rapist pedophile who shits himself, allegedly, of course. And he doesn't have a brain and stumbles upstairs, fights with his teleporter. The guy, the other day, he goes,
my high school coach, Ron, last name.
What? Is Ron last name the brother of Chuck last name? I mean, listen, I don't want to confuse the venerable last name family. Or did that motherfucker just Ron Burgundy himself through this speech? Of course he did. Don't put it on the teleprompter. Motherfucker will read it. Fucking asshole. Again, we have been normalized to the point where Joe Biden keeps reading the directions on the fucking teleprompter because he ain't got a goddamn brain. So yeah, a dude with brain worms is a step up from that, but that's a real low bar. I gotta be honest with you. I got standards, boys, and I'm hoping to have a dude in the Oval Office. When you have a dude in the Oval Office like Donald Trump who sends out mean tweets and says, "I'll fuck you up. Don't do anything stupid. I'll fuck you up. Hey, ISIS, I will blow you the shit up. Hey, ISIS, I will parachute dogs into your shithole country and have them tear you the fuck apart. And then I'll go and I'll address the nation and laugh at you, crying like a bitch as a dog rips off your fucking balls." And the left goes, "Oh my God, I can't believe I did that to our steer ISIS leader over there." Fuck you. When you have a dude with mean tweets and testosterone, the world seems to be a much safer place. Now you got a criminal dipshit who's stolen the Oval Office and they've got to set the planet on fucking fire in order to get everybody diverted from the fact that he stole the fucking Oval Office, right? And then you go, okay, well, don't worry about it. We got this other guy, he's running and his brain's been eaten by fucking worms. But don't worry about it, he'll be fine. He'll be fine. This dude better go to TWC.health and get himself one of those ivermectin kits, right? Go get yourself one of them kits. Get some hydroxychloroquine, some ivermectin. Get that fucking bug out of your brain. But again, I'm thinking once a motherfucking worm has eaten part of your brain, I think that disqualifies you. But not RFK, boys. Vanity Fair, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. says his brain was partially eaten by a worm that crawled inside and then died. Everything you need to know. No, I'm good. That's it. Fuck, Abe. No, that's it. You don't need to clarify anything. I'm thinking once your brain's been eaten by worms, we done here. We're done here. No? Fucking hell. For one thing, his campaign says it won't affect his ability to serve as president. Damn. That's crazy. So I don't know. There's a lot of weird things that have been coming out. I was digging the RFK thing and then his stance on guns. And then, you know, he's like, oh, yeah, you know, we should be able to kill babies at 9 months. That's fine. 2/3 of that baby sticking out of that mom. But go ahead and kill that baby. Well, that and the brain worms. Fucking crazy. We had a lot of trouble in this country. But by now, you've likely heard the news that at some point in or around 2010, a worm crawled into Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s brain. I'm blown away that we're all just going to pretend that this is fine. Fucking hell. It ate part of it and died, according to the presidential candidate. And because of the words worm crawled into brain and ate part of it, you likely have a lot of questions. Questions like, wait. How did his brain-eating worm story come to light? Well, I don't care. By the way, he has doubled down. He said, listen, I'll eat 5 brain worms and still debate
Joe Biden and Donald Trump. First of all, I'm fine with that. I'm fine with that. Let's have a debate with all three of these people up there. Donald Trump going to run circles around these fucking idiots. But wow. There you go. We have a presidential general election that is coming up. And you've got a dipshit pedophile who shits himself. He's running against a dude who's had his brain partially eaten by worms. And then you got a dude who already has a 4-year track record of no new war. He tried to stop. He tried to get us out of Afghanistan. You lefties wouldn't, you criminals wouldn't let him get us out of Afghanistan. You wouldn't let us get out of Syria. He stopped ISIS. We all had a much better financial situation. Eggs weren't $7. $7, $15 eggs these days. I'm thinking of bread. I'm still blown away. I bought a loaf of bread. Listen, I'll be honest, I bought bagels. I love bagels. Fuck you. Wait, don't you care about Palestine? I love bagels. And a bag of 5 fucking bagels. Because they are now taking bagels out of the bag, by the way. They took an entire fucking... This is what a weird video. They took a whole bagel out of my bag. And they charged me more money. Okay, well, everything was way better under Trump. Yeah, we had mean tweets. And you fucking lunatics out there thought he was going to be a Nazi. Meanwhile, you're more than fine to have a dude who's had his brain eaten by worms and a dipshit pedophile who shits himself. Go fuck yourself. No, we in a war to rescue America. We can't have people with brain worms, boys. Whether they're alive or dead, you got brain worms. That's it. Hey, man, thank you so much for watching the video. Support Jenny for kept up to date. On RFK Jr. having brain worms. And mainstream president, well, he'll be fine. He'll be fine. Look, we talked to his campaign. They said he'll be fine. Well, I don't trust his campaign. Hit that subscribe button and make way. Because the salt must flow.